T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, the former Browns offensive lineman, longtime Browns analyst, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, unbelievable last night. What a performance by the Browns. I mean, have you at any point today said, was I dreaming? Did that actually happen?
Well, I was just saying that was a heck of a team win. I mean, the defense got the turnovers. The offense, you know, put the points on the board. And, you know, the special teams did their job. I just think, you know, when you look at the circumstances that they went through, that might be one of the best wins in Browns history.
Yeah, no doubt, Deke. I mean, you start, and let's start with Baker. You're right. Team effort is certainly the thing, but we were talking about it. You know, Baker, from the highs of the rookie season to the lows of last year and early this season, and he's just been on an upward climb. And what a performance, right? The Steelers made that comeback, Baker remained very calm and showed great leadership and poise, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that's probably the best game I think, you know, Baker has played. You know, his numbers, I think he was 21 of 34, but he had about 4 or 5 drops in there. And the thing that he did so well yesterday was he got rid of the football in a hurry. I mean, he knew that the pass rush was going to be coming. I mean, there was 102 passes in that game between the two teams, and there was not one sack. That kind of just is unbelievable.
Can you believe how the game started, Doug? I mean, like, what? Just the perfect storm for what the Browns needed. Like, you know, it's the first playoff game for all these guys, young team, and then to basically be spotted 7 points, then 14, then 21, then 28. Like, I just felt like that took all the pressure off the Browns early in the game to allow them to play loose.
Well, yeah, it allowed them to play loose and it allowed them to, you know, play with house money at that point. You know, they knew that they, you know, had the ability to run the football, although, you know, the Steelers loaded up the box and kind of took it away. So if they were going to do that, you know, the Browns, hey, you know, we can throw the ball too. And they kept, you know, mixing it up. And, it was just a great job by Van Pelt, you know, in his, you know, first time as a calling plays, of mixing it up. And that screen pass to Chubb was a great call.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. You know, that's the screen pass to Chubb that you referenced, Deke. He showed great power right after he catches that pass and he breaks through that double tackle. Kareem Hunt as well, that play at the end zone. He pushes the guy into the end zone. I mean, those guys are great. We talk about it all the time, and the toughness that they both played with last night was fantastic.
Yeah, the Steelers are a physical team. They try to intimidate you. They try to, you know, beat on you, and they have, you know, the people up front that, you know, can do it. But, you know, we kept throwing in thumbs in the dike on the offensive line, and, you know, they kept playing well. That Michael Dunn was playing a great football game until he got hurt. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we lost the right tackle, you know, about halfway through the game. But whoever was in there, you know, Kendall Lamb, you know, he struggled a couple weeks ago. He went in yesterday. The first play, he had a little bit of a tough time. But after that, he settled down and played great football.
Who was this kid they brought in?
I have no idea.
we're like, can I get a roster here? I mean, what, 62 is his number? Where did he go to school? Do we know anything about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you needed those "hello, my name is" in the huddle. Yeah. If you're an offensive lineman. But, you know, and that's a credit to the coaching staff. I mean, when you have depth that can come in and, you know, plug up a hole, That's a credit to a well-coached football team.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon, and you mentioned the defense, Deke. Obviously, you know, we found out over the weekend that Denzel Ward wasn't going to play, and no Kevin Johnson, and Vernon's hurt, and Miles Garrett is still not himself. And, yeah, I mean, but they still, you know, made plays. And they didn't play great, but they played just well enough with that excellent offense to get it done. And I think B.J. Goodson's turned into a pretty good leader on that defense.
Yes, he has. I mean, you know, you just look, you know, every game there's another guy that steps up and makes a play. And, you know, we get the interceptions yesterday, you know, and then you get the fumble recovery. And it's just, you know, endlessly the number of people that, you know, contribute. It's just, it's not just a Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt football team. You know, it's everybody contributing, and that makes it even more fun. When, you know, you go in the locker room and everybody knows that they contributed, then, you know, that makes it a special win.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, Doug, at what point did you feel comfortable? Because when this thing got in the second half and they got it to 12, I was thinking, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh yeah, there was some jitters there, and we've seen them do it. I mean, the week before they did it down in Indy. I mean, two weeks ago. I mean, they came back from a win, and when I've seen things disappear over there, and they just kept hanging on, and they just kept making plays. And I think one of the great things is they didn't take the foot off the pedal on the offensive side of the ball. They didn't go into a shell. They kept trying to add on because I think they knew that, you know, the defense, you know, with the struggles they had in the secondary, was going to have problems.
How about Tomlin early in the game at the Browns 38, punting on 4th-and-1, and then late in the game when they were making that run again near midfield, punting 4th-and-1. I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, part of that problem is, you know, he ran it a couple times with the fullback, Watt, who hadn't had any carries going into it, and they stuffed him. So, their running game, that forced Ben to throw the ball so many times. I mean, when you throw the ball 68 times, that's a pretty good sign you're behind in the scoreboard and you don't have a lot of faith in your running game.
Doug, you think this is the last time we've seen Big Ben put on a uniform?
That's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, somebody said his salary cap number is way up there. And, you know, obviously, I think he probably, you know, would like to continue to play, but I don't think, you know, he's going to be able to play at that number because, you know, with the coronavirus and the salary cap number is going to be squeezed down next year. That's going to really, you know, hurt that, you know, football team from adding on new pieces and parts. And they've got some, you know, some pretty expensive young players that they're going to have to, you know, dole out some money for.
You know, obviously the Chiefs are an even tougher challenge. They're probably the best team in football. I think the Browns can play with anybody right now, Deke. But no matter what happens next week, this has been a great season for the Browns. But what would you say about that, and what do you think about next week?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Mahomes is one of those guys you just love to watch unless he's playing your team. And, I mean, he's an immense talent. But, you know, with that said, you know, if these guys just keep, you know, playing hard and they've got nothing to lose, you know, because everybody expected them to lose to Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh. So, you know, why not go out and just have some fun and, you know, make some plays again? And we're going to get some people back and healthy. And I just, you know, it's one of those. When you get to the playoffs, the teams that get hot and can stay healthy are usually the ones that are, you know, playing in February.
How much of a difference do you think it'll be this week with you know, having Stefanski back, having some practices, going up against a much better team on the road? I mean, it's going to have a different feel. Do you think the team maybe learned something from this week? Do you think there's anything that they gained by having to go through all this adversity?
Well, yeah, I think they obviously, you know, found out, you know, that as a team they can compete. And, you know, the other thing is they got some experience in the playoffs. You know, not a lot of those guys have played in the playoffs. And I think, you know, the intensity increases, and I think, you know, you kind of opens your eyes. And I just think that that was, you know, not only a great win, it was a great experience for that football team to go forward.
How important will it be to have Petonio, Denzel Ward, and, of course, Kevin Stefanski back next week?
Well, it'd be a big factor. I mean, obviously, Petonio is probably your best lineman along, you know, with Wyatt Teller. And then, you know, Denzel Ward, you know, we had to play a lot of soft coverages, you know, yesterday just to keep everything in front. And Denzel is one of those guys that can, you know, come up and challenge it. And you got a guy like Tyreek Hill. I mean, he can, you know, go deep, you know, every time. That's going to be a great plus to have those guys back.
How much fun was it for you personally to get to after all the losses? We've joked about it so we don't cry, Deke. For so many years we've had you on. And we, you know, all the losing and the 0-16 and 1-15 and jumping in the lake and all the nonsense forever and ever. How much fun was it to see that, especially against this team?
Yeah, it was fun, and I tell you, you know, I was happy for Jimmy because Jimmy is one of the best in the business, and you know he's only had one playoff game to do. When I retired, we had the Kozar Air, and we went to the AFC Championship game two or three times there. So you know, I experienced it, but for Jimmy, I was happy for him. But you know, mostly for the city of Cleveland. I mean, you know, we've kind of had, you know, sand kicked in our face here for 18 years. And all of a sudden, you know, they've got something to be proud of. And that effort last night was definitely something to be proud of.
Doug, are you going to root for your Big Ten alumni, not alumni, but your Big Ten brethren, the Buckeyes, tonight? You think we can pull it off?
It's going to be a tough task, but, you know, it's like the game yesterday. You know, okay, they might be an 8.5 point underdog, but it's, you know, it's who makes the most mistakes. And you know, when you turn the ball over five times like the Steelers did, if the Buckeyes can get the, you know, the Knicks guys to do it, then they got a good chance. And I mean, and the quarterback last game, I thought the quarterback played Justin. I thought he played a great game.
I might get arrested tonight if we win this game. I may just wear like a brown Santa hat and a Speedo and like run around the neighborhood and start singing the fight song because
don't do that.
If we could have, well, I might. You never know. if we could have, this would be like the greatest 24 hours in Northeast Ohio sports history.
You're confessing that you own a Speedo.
Of course, who doesn't? Yeah.
Deke, he's like that, man. He's very hoity-toity, not like you and I. He's not a man's man.
Offensive linemen don't own Speedos.
I'll just throw a couple socks in there to make it look bigger.
Okay.
Deke, good stuff, buddy. Thanks for joining
us. Okay, guys.
All right, Browns analyst Doug Deacon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.